This is episode 89 of Pause That by OnPause.org, recorded on April 29th, 2011. Enjoy the show.
Welcome, dudes and dudettes, to Pause That. I am one of your hosts today, Ronnie Walker, and joining me, I have...
Is your ever-punctual Darren.
Ever-punctual Darren. I love it.
Always on time.
You know what I really need to do is go in and just steal whatever you and Andreas say, and then just replace it in front of my name, and then, you know, completely delete it from yours.
I would say that'd be hilarious.
Or maybe leave it in front of your names as well, so it's said twice, and then people, you know, think you guys can't come up with anything.
Which would probably be right, because you've got the master of editing.
Yes.
I thought you were going to say, go into each one of our podcasts and pull out each one of those names that we've given ourselves, and stick that on top of, like, either our tags or something. I can't imagine how many different names I've added on to the end of it.
I really don't want to go through, you know, what is it, 20 episodes I think you've been doing this with us now?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't feel like going through 20 episodes to get them all.
Well, which is more depressing is that you'd probably hit somewhere we didn't do it. We just said our name.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So Andreas was not able to join us this week. I haven't actually heard from him, but I think you said you have?
I did, actually. Funny story. Well, I guess it turns out to be not so funny. Yeah, regardless, I'll let you be the judge of that. He gave me a call and said he was going out to the clubs with his buddies. They invited him out, so he was obligated, hasn't seen him in a while, and wanted to catch up, stay on good terms. And apparently, they went to a bar, and there were a couple of monks that just, he either pissed them off or, you know, said something in German. And of course, nobody speaks it, so they right. got offended. And whatever, threw down and had, you know, bloody fisticuffs going on, and Andreas got sent to jail. So Andreas used his one phone call in jail to call and let me know he couldn't make it to the podcast, which, hindsight being 2020, that probably means I should have went and bailed him out. But you know what? That's okay.
Yeah, we'd rather record, you know?
Yeah, you know what? He'll be fine in there. One night in the slammer is good for him.
Yeah, agreed.
Andreas,
it's not like
this?
He hasn't been there before.
Oh, what?
Oh, he is going to hate us.
Yeah, if he listens to this.
Oh, jerk. I don't think he does.
Jerk.
So, what have you been up to this week? Anything awesome? Any cool and exciting games?
You know what? I actually...
Or is it a year-old racer that you've
been playing? Oh, had spoilers. You know what? Yes. My exciting business this week is enjoying my Gamefly, for one. I got Conduit 2. I got Conduit 2 in the mail.
Oh, you did? Nice.
I did. I've been playing that on the Wii. I feel like the only disadvantage to the Wii with its first-person shooters is that its online capabilities just suck. I mean, you can't find a game. You won't be able to easily get to your friends to play online with them. But other than... the online disadvantages, Conduit 2 is a really good game.
You're not staring at the ceiling the whole entire time while playing it? Because when I tried to play Conduit 1, the first one, I found myself just looking at the ceiling most of the time or not being able to shoot the guys. I mean, it could have been where my Wii sensor bar was, you know, just wasn't in the right spot, but I had such a hard time with Conduit 1.
Yeah, and what comes into play is you need that Wii Motion Plus, unfortunately, it does add a amazing amount of accuracy that's needed that wasn't there with the original Wiimote. It was like when you go to the arcade and you play with one of those light guns, except it's not a movie kind of thing where you just have to aim your trigger at a place. Mm-hmm. You literally are moving all around and, you know, circling, and the gun is moving with you. It made me feel like, you know, not to make a gigantic comparison, but the Move, you know, the Move, you can hide and you can crouch, and when you move, the camera moves. It was fluid, to say the least, and underrated, obviously, because it is going to be a Wii game, and Wii's not known for its graphics or details or online connectivity, but all in all, great game. I can't say too much about it because I haven't made it far. I haven't had a lot of time to get into it, just more or less the beginning tutorial stage and getting around and shooting. So I'm hoping to see a lot more out of it. Nice. Also, like you said, I have been playing Blur with my Gamefly account. It has been a blast. And for every Bizarre Creations dev or worker or anybody that worked in that studio, I feel so bad for them because I love Blur. I love it more than Split Second, which beat it out.
I agree 100%.
I feel like the cars have mobility, they're dynamic, and to compare it to Split Second, it's obvious, you know, successor, predecessor, whatever you want to call it, beater, outer, whatever, first place grand prize guy. You know, the cars don't feel like tanks. The gameplay isn't sluggish. The environments at times can seem a little dull, but at least I know where I'm going. I get so lost a lot of times in Split Second's environments. Yeah, they did a really nice job making it interactive and, you know, theatrical and detailed. I give it all that credit in the world, but I get lost a lot of the times. And then the only way you're going to know the levels is by continually dying at a spot to learn not to die at that spot again. I think my biggest problem with Blur, though, is a lot of their cars are not equally stacked, if that makes it makes sense. Like the Chevy HHR, which is like a PT Cruiser, is just as fast as a Dodge Viper.
Oh, yeah, that makes total sense to me.
It's
just how it is in real life.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah. I mean, and then they're big, like a freaking minivan. They've got a minivan in the game or a sports van in the game, and that's just as fast as like a Ford GT. So,
well, I think they did this, though, is just so it is more of a fun racer and you don't have to worry about what car do I choose. It's just more of what look of the car do I want to choose.
True.
I mean, with the cars, they are a tad faster, you know, and not as strong like the vans.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I think they really did that on purpose.
If they did, cool. I mean, that's fine. It just bothers me a little bit, considering if they were going to do just an aesthetic difference, making them look different, but basically picking the same car, then I don't want to have the option of having an off-road vehicle that is just as good as my sports car, but I can't use my sports car on dirt. And the off-road cars are always faster. Like, either pick something that all of the cars are legitimately going to have positive and negatives, or don't. Because I would always pick the truck then that's the fastest because it's going to work on dirt and it's going to work on cement, and I'm never going to have problems. You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it just makes it a weighted class. Like, you're always going to pick the fastest off-road thing.
But is it as good on cement, though? I mean, we need to do, like, a drag race and see how much better the trucks are, you know, how comparable they are.
Yeah. That has to be one. I guess I haven't really played around too much with it. I mean, I hate the trucks anyway. So
were playing the other day, we were going against, you know, just people online, and I was in an Audi it was an Audi.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was a truck that was right by me, and he completely took off, and I didn't see the green or anything. Yeah. So I think there is, you know, some balancing issues there, or maybe I just don't know what I'm doing.
You know what?
Or maybe it glitched and he had, you know, sometimes when you don't think they have the boost and they're going so much faster than you, they actually do. It just, you know, yeah, right.
I don't know. I mean, obviously I might be doing something wrong because, like, the game's fun, but I think there's a difficulty curve that throws me off a lot. And now we're talking about a 1-year-old game, but still, regardless, who cares? Blur's the best. I get to destruction events. And, like, I'm cruising along, and, like, I'll get, like, 2,900 fans, and my goal is, like, 3,500. And I'm like, oh, my God, I rocked that event. How do I need to get 600 more fans out of all of this? Like, I think, like, their curve of what you need to get fan-wise in some of their events is too steep.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that would probably be my other biggest complaint with it. But still, since it is, go ahead.
Do you have the, you know, like the skills? Like you can add extra skills that unlock more fans or allow you to get more fans? I mean, do those work in single?
They don't work in destruction.
Oh, really?
Huh. Destruction is whatever you have is what you get. Yeah, like I'm like, okay, well, I'll come back to them. But like I had two or three different mods that I was trying to make myself better. One was I added four bolts with my straight bolts, and they don't work in destruction. So I've got to figure out something. Yeah, I got to figure out something because I've got like six destruction events that I cannot match my fans in because, you know, either the cars are too fast and they, you know, blow me away and I can't catch up, or I miss my fan run or whatever. So diligence, I'll figure it out. Lastly, not really anything I played, but today, when as we're recording this on the 29th, the GameStop that I live by is going to release Portal 2 for $39.99. So I'm going to go buy that.
Such a fantastic deal.
I feel bad for the people that pre-ordered and then bought it for $60, considering it's been like only a few weeks, right? I mean, it hasn't been long. When did it release?
I mean,
2 weeks ago?
Just last Tuesday, a week.
A week, and it's been $20 off at GameStop. So I traded some games in, and turned out I got a game for free, Portal 2.
Pretty nice. That is a very good game to get for free. That's all, well, pretty much all I've been playing this week is I've gone through the Portal 2 single player again. And what's funny is I forgot most of the puzzles.
Oh.
It's like I get into the puzzle and I can remember doing it, but I don't remember how I did it or what to do. It's I just remember it, you know?
And as I've watched your gameplay when you did the single player, it seems that way. Like, because it's not just a 15-minute, 20-minute, half-an-hour game anymore where the chambers are the same and you're going through. I mean, yeah, you'll get to the chambers that you can remember what you do, but then you're down in the pit of Aperture Science, and it's like, this is huge.
Yeah.
You are in this gigantic science structure, and there's so much to it. More power to the people that can memorize that, but oh my gosh.
I'm really looking forward to those, you know, hour, you know, gameplays that people do.
Find some glitch or portal way out.
Yeah, I mean, there's already been some where people are able to throw the cube a certain way that it just goes flying, and they're able to hit, like, you know, the little buttons across the room.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I mean, people have already found some pretty cool things with portals, so I'm really looking forward to the you know, like the hour gameplay. Maybe they'll be able to do like the last one, 15 minutes.
I would be impressed considering it takes Wheatley 15 minutes just to get you through the beginning game.
Yeah.
So maybe
there are some areas that are a little slow and you got to wait for something to happen. Probably
Wheatley.
Just cut that out.
Yeah.
Yeah, Wheatley.
Regardless.
I also played the co-op, completely went through that with Andreas, and it was such a blast. And I mean, it's insane what they've done. They're, you know, able to come up with these puzzles that require two people. And,
That's fun.
If one person is off his game or not paying attention for a second, the other person is dead. Like, that happens so many times with me and Andreas is, you know, you're kind of going through that little floaty thing, and then he's supposed to time it just perfect, so you kind of fall, but then, you know, go into it again to get to where you need to be. And, you know, if you just barely miss it, you fall, you die, and it happens so many times, but it's so good every time. We're laughing out loud every single time.
I feel like this needs to be, this kind of co-op has to be a game you play with somebody you know. Because
yes,
I feel like if you go into a random match, or just try to, or not a random match, random co-op, I have a feeling you could probably come across a lot of dicks that would be like, hey, guess what? Here's a portal, jump in, haha, I'm your friend, death.
Yeah. Exactly. And you're also not going to get those, you know, laugh out loud moments with somebody else as you do with your, you know, close friend.
Yeah.
But I had such a good time with the co-op. I can't wait to go through it again. And, you know, most likely I've already forgotten all of the puzzles, you know, so it's going to be like a whole new game again.
Well, I know what we're doing after this.
Yes, sir. What else? Oh, some Gears of War 3 beta. I pre-ordered it from GameStop just so I could get into the beta. And a really cool thing, I don't think I told this last week, but GameStop messed up my pre-order and sent me a Duke Nukem code. And then they were like, oh, we're terribly sorry. Here's a Gears of War 3 code and another Duke Nukem code.
Wait, so you get, like, double?
I have to look. That's what it looks like, is I have two Duke Nukem codes.
You know what? I think if somebody hears this podcast, they might be wanting it.
Hey, leave a comment. If I actually have two, leave a comment below this podcast, and I'll give it to you. I guess link me to your Twitter or Facebook so I know, you know, how to send it to you.
There you go.
But I mean, that's awesome of GameStop. I didn't know they did, you know, such cool things. I thought they would have been like, yeah, you know, here's your Gears of War code. Now delete that email. Or, you know, completely delete the code so it doesn't even work or something. I don't know.
Yeah, I was going to say, you know, there's sometimes retailers and, you know, big businesses kind of surprise you.
I know, like, Amazon does a lot of cool things like that, but
Amazon
never GameStop.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah. Amazon is an exception to the rule because I think they value customer relation and they actually believe in making people happy. Where sometimes you think bigger businesses, like I think like Best Buy, like, why do they care? They have, you know, grandmas that have no idea what they're doing and they'll sell them a computer. They don't need diehards or dedicateds or actually loyal, legitimate people.
Yeah.
Again, if we've got Best Buy listeners, I'm sorry, but that's the impression you guys give me every time I go in.
What was it? We were at Best Buy just this week and it was like, here's this $300 pair of headphones when we went in for this $50 pair.
Oh my God.
I don't have $300 for headphones.
No kidding. I don't think, I was going to say, the only people I know of that should be buying $300 pair of headphones are recording artists that need to cancel out everything so they can hear all their instruments separately when they put them on.
Yeah. Yep. They don't even need to sell them in Best Buy, really. I mean, at least not five pairs of different types of $300 pair.
No, I was going to say, and the recording artists that I know won't go to Best Buy to buy them anyway. They'll go online to a retailer that they trust.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, I was going to say, Best Buy, from at least what I understand, is grabbing and attaching to all of the consumers that have no idea what they need and selling them the high end to make a profit.
Yeah.
I mean,
definitely.
No offense to the 60 to 90 year olds out there now, but they'll go into Best Buy knowing they want a new television because their CRT thing just blew up, and they'll go in there and say, hey, I need a new television, and the Best Buy people will try to sell them this 57 inch Sony 3D television and say, hey, spend $3,000 on this 3D television and then spend $500 a piece on the glasses. Grandma's going to say, sure, I'll buy $4,000 worth because apparently that's how much these things cost. I mean, I only spent a nickel to get gas when I was 12, but still.
Yeah.
Sorry, Grandma. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I don't think Best Buy is sorry to your grandma.
Nope.
Or my grandma.
Especially our grandma.
Yeah. All right, I've actually been playing some of the Gears of War 3 beta, and I mean, the game is gorgeous. They've definitely improved on number 2, and the Unreal Engine, what is it? I think they're Unreal Engine 3, right?
Yes.
Or are they on 4?
3.
3 is beautiful. It works so good, super smooth. You know how in, like, Gears 2 and 1, it take 5 to 10 seconds for the map to completely load up and be ready?
Yeah.
None of that anymore. It's nice. Loaded as soon as you're in. The textures are, you know, super high res and beautiful. It's awesome. But I do not like the Gears of War gameplay at all. It's just I think we talked about when we were playing Gears 2 a few weeks ago. You're just a slow tank, and your weapons seem to do absolutely nothing to people. You know, you could put a whole clip in somebody sometimes, and they're still able to run away.
Yeah.
But then, you know, turn right around and they're able to get you in half a clip. Like, it just doesn't make sense to me sometimes. Maybe I'm shooting in the wrong area, but where am I supposed to shoot, you know?
Yeah, I feel like the reticle bloom on that and the recoil is just astronomically bad. But you know what? There's a section of people that like it, and I'll let them play it.
Yeah. I mean, I'm still looking forward to playing the single player once it comes out. You know, four-player co-op is going to be an insane time. I can't wait for that. But I'm just going to skip the multiplayer, most likely. I don't care about it.
Well, and that's how I was on the first one. I mean, I don't know what Cliffy and their developers were thinking, but they made the online just a freaking grind fest, and I hate that.
Yeah, definitely. Well, with the first one, though, I think it was just because it was new, and it has not been done before.
So they didn't know what to do?
I really enjoyed it.
Oh, okay.
The first one. Yeah. But it's, you know, as soon as Gears 2 came out, like, 6-7 other games, you know, basically copied it, did the exact same thing, and I don't want that anymore.
Wait, what games copied it?
Oh, I can't think of them. I'd have to go look at a list. I'll put down in the notes of games that were like it.
Okay.
But then, you know, Battlefield 3, you know, I'm such a big Bad Company 2 multiplayer fan. Battlefield 3 comes out the same exact day.
Ooh.
So, you know, what am I going to choose to pick up, play, and, you know, be on the multiplayer for the next 6 months?
Battlefield.
Yeah. That is all I've been playing. Not much. You know, just a crap ton of Portal 2. Loving it. I went through and captured, jeez, how much was it? 8 gigs worth of
footage? 7 or 8 gigs, yeah.
Crazy.
That's nuts.
But look for those videos this week, I guess. They should be up this week.
Yeah, they should be up.
Yeah. All right, let's go on to news. I actually have a sound clip from Andreas.
Tasty, tasty news.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I grabbed that from last week's podcast.
That's very good. That's a very good segue.
Yeah, I think we'll use that for now on.
Good.
All right, Red Faction Armageddon is going to be getting a demo for the 360, and I don't think... No, it's coming to 360 and PSN, but not the PC. The demo will be available May 3rd. They did not reveal what will be in it, but like the last Red Faction demo, it's probably most likely just single player.
You know what? I was going to say, I've never really played any of the Red Faction games. Maybe that's... I'm probably shooting myself in the foot, but I, you know me, not a very... fond first-person shooter, so I'm going to say skip.
I was going to say, this is third-person, actually.
Oh, see, my impressions are completely shot out the window, then. I guess I'll have to Gears of War it, then.
Yeah, I bet you would love this game. It's a third-person shooter, but, you know, the crazy thing about it is every single thing is destructible, kind of like Battlefield, but even more so. So you get this hammer, and you're able to take the hammer, like, into the walls, and they just completely crumble and destroy, and you really got to use the destruction to your advantage to win, and it's really cool. I enjoyed the last one a lot.
Cool.
So looking forward to that.
Yeah. Next up on our little bit of information, it's regarding, I don't know, that little hush-hush thing that's been going on, that the PSN outage... Sony has officially released that any PSN user's personal information has probably been compromised. What bothers me about this and why it's becoming more of a global situation, it's actually aroused people of the Australian government, the British government, and Homeland Security of the U.S. are all investigating this.
Wow.
Well, because there are certain laws, rules, and restrictions when a company holds on to credit card information. And there's encryption codes, there's decryption codes, and there's an insane amount of security that has to go in when personal information is stored. And the fact that Sony didn't abide by those laws and codes is serious. So... The depressing thing about all this is that there are going to be a lot of canceled credit cards for any PlayStation user. The even worse thing is that it's not going to cost Sony a penny because they don't care. What's really going to be bad is that all of these canceled credit cards are going to kill the bank, because banks depend on those debit cards, credit cards for continual interest and continual funds. It's kind of like the movie It's a Wonderful Life. There's a scare. Everybody wants their money, but the banks don't have them. So eventually, banks go bankrupt, and people are without money all over and go into a depression. It's not going to be that serious with Sony because it's not an entire world's population wanting their money. But it's still a worldwide situation that Sony didn't take serious enough to tell everybody day one that it was a hack. And turns out they should have said day one, it's a hack. Because people needed to cancel their information then, not 4 days later when the hackers had chance to rip everything from it. So, long story short, Sony screwed up big time.
Big time.
And something needs to be done about it.
This is, I mean, it's amazing. I didn't even know, you know, a company could screw up so bad.
You know what?
Something like this.
I didn't either. I mean, you think about it and you think, you trust companies with your information that you trust. Like, Sony, I believe them. I trusted them with my credit card information. I bought stuff off their PlayStation Network store. And now, like, something like this happens. I mean, if I had my identity stolen from a Walmart and they identified it and it could go right back to Walmart, I could look to Walmart for some sort of redemption or remuneration or some kind of gratification saying, we're sorry. Sony's not going to do that. You know, PlayStation Network is a free service. There is no subscription and it's, you know, free to play and it's buy as you go. They have no other monthly obligations to you. And that's probably where their stance is going to be. Like, we don't have to offer you this free service. So you're out when something bad happens.
This is really annoying, you know?
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Yeah. I don't really know what to say. I can't even believe it happened. And, you know, I've been this whole week thinking about getting rid of my PS3.
You know what? So have I. Mainly because it scares me to have it or to use it or to keep it. Because I'm just like, well, when's something going to happen again? Or, you know, what next step is Sony going to take that could potentially push the boundaries of being okay? Like, are they going to go so far that they are going to encrypt it and we're going to have to buy some sort of identifier to even grab information? I don't know. I'm trying to think out loud, and it's just, you know, I hope they get it resolved for the sake of everybody that had a PlayStation account. But I don't know.
Yeah,
it's scary.
Let's just move on to some better news and get away from Sony.
Yep.
All right, up next, Portal 2 will be getting its first DLC this summer, which is awesome. I feel bad for those Sony guys.
Burn. Valve, good job.
Yeah.
PC, good job.
The first details have been revealed. The new DLC will come with new test chambers, leaderboards, challenge mode for single and multiplayer, and more. So, I mean, that's definitely very cool.
Yeah, no release date yet, just summer.
No release date and no price. I'm guessing, you know, it'll most likely cost on 360, but be free for PS3 and PC.
Yeah, that sucks.
Yeah.
Makes me want to go out and get the PC version at least, just so I can get the free DLC and the free content that inevitably will be released.
You know, I've been thinking that as well, and you'll also be getting the, you know, the modded content from users.
Exactly. So I'm thinking, Ronnie, we should probably hit up next time Amazon or Walmart or whatever has Portal 2 on sale. Oh, we should grab
maybe
that.
Even GameStop right now, right? How much longer does that deal go for? It's $30 at GameStop.
That's right. You're right. Yeah, go grab the PC version at GameStop.
Might have
I forgot.
To go do that after
the podcast. Yeah.
But very cool. I'm looking forward to this. I can't wait for, you know, more. Anything Portal, I'll take it. I love it.
Agreed.
Driver San Francisco has a release date. It is August 30th. It is coming out for the 360, PS3, and PC, and they released a story trailer. Just
I, saw, I saw that.
Yeah, it is on the site. Go check it out. I did not watch it. I actually don't care about Driver.
You know what, which is funny, because I remember on the PS1 when Driver first came out, you played the crap out of it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Driver 1 and 2 I loved, but, you know, 3 went downhill, and then this isn't even really Driver anymore. Well, I guess it's the original Driver, not so much Driver 2, because they kind of went back to their roots, and it's just driving.
That's interesting. I don't know why they would have done that.
Yeah, I don't know. Probably because, you know, they kind of got to do something new. They can't just copy Grand Theft Auto over and over.
Yeah, true that.
But,
I was going to say, Grand Theft Auto is the only one that can do Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah, exactly. This next one's really cool. What is this? Mojang is going to be adding maps to Minecraft. And when they only work in single player, from what they have said. But what's cool is wherever you craft the map, that will start the middle of the map. And then if you walk around, it will, you know, reveal new areas. And you just keep it, you know, right down in your little inventory area.
See, I don't know how I feel about this. I really don't. Part of what makes Minecraft Minecraft is the ambiguity of the world. Just not knowing where the crap you are. And figuring out how to get back. Making torches, making paths, making towers. I think... because it's multi or because it is single player, I think it's a smart move because you don't have the unlimited resources that you do in a server multiplayer. And I think that's probably why they did restrict it to single player only.
See, I would have thought they would have put it in multiplayer only and not single player, because multiplayer, I mean, it's definitely more of a playground. It's more of where did I put, you know, my big masterpiece that I built. You know, whereas single player, you kind of want to get lost. You want to be alone in this world.
Yeah, but see, and then there's the other side of that is that once you get lost in a world of this dungeon, how the crap am I getting back to my house?
You do the slash kill command. And
oh, right, because that works. We've had so many posts on that where their sleep bed doesn't work.
Yeah.
So, yeah, let's not do the slash kill command. Slash fail sleep bed.
Yeah. I think it's pretty cool. You know, I've wanted maps for a while, but I want them in multiplayer, though, not so much single. I don't play single anymore.
You know what? Neither do I. I was going to say, whenever we get on, it's just having fun in our little sandbox world or server jumping.
Yeah, server jumping.
We
That'd be really
that
cool.
Again.
Yes, we need to do that again. Yes, we do. But server jumping, being able to have the maps when you get to this new server, then you're able to find all their cool crap so much easier. You know, we've gotten to some servers where they put you out in the middle of nowhere and you have to walk like 10 miles before you actually get to see their cool stuff that they've created.
And I think that's why they can't do a map in multiplayer, because if you think about it, there's no way of actually, well, maybe there is. Oh, of course there is. I mean, you can always pull the data. Never mind, I'm an idiot.
Hey, Mojang is smart and they'll figure it out.
I'm an idiot, don't listen to me. Moving along, a next little bit of information I think is kind of interesting. I don't know how well it's going to take off, but Redbox has officially announced that June 17th, 2011, they will be putting video game rentals in their boxes.
That is very official.
It is very, very official. It says, according to this press release, you will be able to rent top video games for $2 a day. Inside the press release, it says, Game On, Redbox America's movie rental destination, today announced will offer video game rentals at more than 21,000 Redbox locations nationwide beginning June 17th, 2011. Top video games will join the new release movies for only $2 a day, contemplating the $1 DVDs and $150 Blu-rays. I think it's going to be a good idea for those games that you know are going to be good rents. It's like, you know, there's always games being released and you're like, oh man, is that going to be a good game? And you go get it get it brand new in the morning for $2 a day.
Mm-hmm.
And then next day, just say, you know what? Wasn't worth it. I'm glad I rented it.
Agreed. I mean, I can think of a few that I would have rather rented than bought. You know, Bulletstorm Crisis, even Portal sometimes. I mean, it's a fantastic game, and I can't wait to own it, you know, at the $20 price, but $60, it's just, it's not worth it to me.
Yep.
But This is fantastic, and I have like three of these right near me. I just hope they, you know, do get the new stuff day one.
I agree.
Now,
yeah, I agree.
Don't their DVDs, though, it takes a month before they're able to get the DVD?
Now,
so is it not the same rules?
You know, I've seen some of them get released pretty close to like 2 or 3 days after.
So maybe it just depends on the movie and the publishing and all that.
Yeah, I've seen Blu-rays take up to a month.
Okay.
But DVDs, I think, have been pretty fast. But then again, who knows? I mean, it's up in the air.
Yeah. All right. I'll definitely be testing it out, and you can go to their website and actually sign up, and they'll give you a free rental.
Check it out. Free rental.
Pretty cool. All right. That is it for news. Unless you have something else, let's wrap it up.
I don't. That is it.
All right. You can follow us on Twitter. I am at Ronnie Dean. Darren is at, what is it, Dern Coon now, right?
Dern Coon.
Why can I not remember this?
IDK.
And then the jail buddy of ours is at Racing Freak. You can also follow the blog. It is at onpause_org. Also, check out the blog at onpause.org. There we do, you know, daily news, reviews, previews. We got a bunch of videos in the making and, you know, should be there, geez, this week. As you're listening to this, there should be some there. Also, you know, subscribe to us on Facebook. Just search for On Pause. YouTube. Search for On Pause Media. And what else? Is there anything else, Darren?
Twitter, Facebook, YouTube. I think that covers it.
iTunes. Search for Pause That or On Pause, and you can subscribe on there and review us.
There you go.
That'd be awesome. All right. Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll talk to you next week.